even
leaving from Atlanta?
You were trying to control. So what? I mean, what kind of things happened? Was it just?
Say that again.
What? So I mean, you just got on the plane and everything just kind of.
I got here. I didn't have no expectation. Like stuff. When you are a control person, you always have an objective. I had nothing. I was solely came here on faith. And to reestablish, you know, I wasn't looking forward to anything. I was just accepting whatever is for me will be for me once I get there. And that was the scary part for me because I don't know what I'm walking into. Mm-hmm. You know, when you completely believe, that's what I did.
So you're going to see some guy that you've talked to on the phone a few times because your mother met somebody who knows him.
That's what happened. Mm-hmm. And I went on.
So you can.
And I was well received, you know. I wasn't scared. I really didn't have no afterthought. I said, this is what I was told to do. I'm here because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know. when your fed up level has gotten up to here, you will make a choice. And I've experienced that, you know. Like, I can't. This cannot be what life is. This ain't living. I'm just existing right now. I want to live. In order for me to do that, I have to make those changes and those sacrifices and really make those big jumps if I really want to experience what living life is. And on centered on God. And that's what I did.
So where are you living now?
I'm still at Camp Azuka.
Oh,
yeah. And so being there, yes, it's been
almost a year now.
It's been at first when I first got here and got to Camp Mazundar, that in the environment itself, it was a big change. I'm a city girl, born and raised. We don't do mountains, you know. Why I don't see grass? Like what's going on? Right. I came very dolled up, and Reverend Morales, I will never forget this. He was standing in the doorway laughing. Lord, we're just like, oh my God, she thinks she in the city. Oh, she got a rolled blanket because I was like, where am I? What's all this dirt and stuff? So it was very out of my element, but I needed that, you know? I needed that. So it took me some time to adjust because upon me arriving, I got sick because in the South, it's a lot of trees, a lot of oxygen. So I'm still adjusting to the dry heat because it's not a lot of moisture in the area. Y'all don't get rain a lot and like that. So I was going through something very serious. And then being up in that high elevation, my red blood cells had dropped because I wasn't getting enough oxygen and water. I had to keep myself hydrated. And so after getting familiar with the local hospital and I haven't been sick since. So, which is a good thing because I don't get sick. Because right before I came, I had went to the doctor, did a whole head to toe physical, make sure I was good. So,
aren't you the sister that I was trying to sell you a car? That you needed a car to work?
Yes.
And whatever happened?